Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul and I'm welcoming Mark back.
Thank you, Jean. My name is Mark Muro and it's good to be back. And today our guest is David Troy Francis, who is here in town for the opening of Cyrano's new play. It's happening. It's called Bark the Musical. And David Troy Francis, you are the composer. Welcome to Alaska.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. There's been a lot of talk about this play. It was a big hit in New York, in L.A., in Florida. It's being produced all over. You wrote it a couple of years ago. And it's a play, a musical about dogs.
Correct. It's all from a dog's point of view. And it's made up of three guys and three girls that play very distinct dogs. there's a puppy, Shirley Temple on uppers would be a good way to describe him. And he's trying to learn how to bark like a real dog. And there's Sam, who is an abused dog that sometimes cross-dresses as a chihuahua. And there's King, who is wise dog that loves his boy, Billy. There's a opera-singing diva named Chanel, little high-maintenance poodle. I mean, it's a ton of fun. It's fun, fun, funny.
And I understand that one of your lead characters was the original lead.
Robert Klink.
Yes.
Yeah, this is so coincidental.
Klink is back?
No, yeah. The show opened in L.A. in 2004 and promptly ran for 2 years and became the third longest running show in L.A. history. And our original King was Robert Klink, who I learned later is from Alaska and who performed at Cyrano's at this very same theater.
Yeah, he's a friend of mine.
He's a very gifted man, and
he's
He was a terrific dog.
Oh, he's a great singer. He's an opera singer.
Yeah.
Bob Klink, he's back. I mean, I'm so glad for him. I had no idea, you know, and I looked at it on the internet and everything, and I didn't even see it. Maybe I didn't recognize him in his dog guys.
Yeah, he's
he plays King?
Well, he did when we opened. He played, I think, for about 6 months, and then he went to work for the Geffen Theater in Paint Your Wagon, which is a huge, prestigious theater in L.A.
Yeah.
And he's a wonderful guy. And
he is.
A very talented man. But he was the original King in our show and did it great.
But he's not doing it here. I must have misunderstood.
No, he's not here. He originated the role, correct.
I misunderstood you this morning.
I probably didn't communicate very very effectively.
Well, jet lag, man. Yeah, sure. and this is, you're a dog lover, obviously. I don't think you could have done something like this without being that.
I am a dog lover.
And you have a dog? And are your characters based on dogs you have known or have owned or...
No. we have two dogs, both of which we've had to put down in the last year or so.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was tough.
That's very tough.
The show reflects what I think dogs are. Yes, dogs are certainly the loving, fun, joyful, loyal, best friend, but also they can be peculiar, picky, high maintenance, selfish, you know, nasty.
Yeah, you're gonna say, and sly.
And manipulative,
greedy.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
One of the dogs in this show is named Golda, and she comes from a Jewish family, so she believes she's Jewish. And she has her own way of doing things and looking at the world. She's a big sardonic sort of... who was that woman that wore the leather chaps on television? The blonde.
Zena?
No. The actress that played like out in the old frontier west. I can't think of her name. Save my life.
Marjorie.
It's okay. Let me let her go. I'm way off somewhere.
Okay. Oh yeah. Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, the fringe.
Yes.
Yeah, right. The wagon train mama.
Yes, her.
Yeah, exactly. And so the lyrics are, you wrote the lyrics as well?
I did not.
Okay.
No, the lyricists include Bob Schrock, who is the director and lyricist and conceiver of Naked Boy Singing, which has been in 40 countries. Mm-hmm. Gavin Jeffrey Dillard, who's my primary partner and who's best known as a poet, And then Mark Winkler, who's written two or three separate shows and has had songs recorded by everybody and their brother that are famous, are the primary lyricists for this show. Oh. And it takes place, it's one day in these dogs' lives at Dina's Doggy Daycare.
Oh.
And
so it's like a couple dogs sitting around talking about people.
Well, that happens, but it's primarily music. 90% of it is music. The puppy's first song is entitled Whizzing on Stuff. So, because that's what he is thinking about at that moment. But it's been Critics' Choice, in the LA Times, Chicago Tribune, wherever it's been. It's gotten rave reviews. And it's also hooked up with animal charitable organizations, wherever it's been. And we have helped raise thousands of dollars for some very worthy causes and raised awareness of animal issues in a very delightful and entertaining way. It's family friendly. And Cyrano's is going to do a wonderful production. I have not seen it yet. I'll see it tonight when they open. But the cast, I'm sure, if Robert Klink is any indication, is exquisitely talented.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk, here with our guest, David Troy Francis, talking about Cyrano's new production, Bark the Musical.
Which opens tonight.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it's going to run until the 22nd, so... And with some extra performances.
It would be a wonderful gift for anybody. One of the papers says, if you love your dog, you will love Bark. If you don't love your dog, you'll still love Bark. And it is a funny, delightful escape from the problems of the world. And it's full of love and full of joy.
Wow, and what more could you want, especially this time of year?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what dogs are. Mm-hmm. You know, what a gift. Go ahead. Sorry.
I was just going to say, before I became allergic to dogs, I had a wonderful dachshund who would play the piano and sing, and he would really sing, because when he was walking on the low notes, his bark was lower than when he walked on the high. Of course, this is great to get here in the middle of the night. If you forgot to close the piano before you went to bed, you were liable to catch this serenade in the middle of the night.
It reminds me of Calling All Pets, that show they used to have on TV, radio here, which I miss. I miss it. I didn't think I'd say that, but I do miss it. And they would talk about, well, your dog has a high bark, or there's a low bark. That means something. you learn about this stuff. Yeah. So what's it like to sit in the audience and watch your own show and listen to your own music? You're a concert pianist.
Yes.
Do you ever listen and say, oh, that should have been an F sharp?
Or, no.
You know, that kind of thing. So it's also like set in stone. I mean, you're a prolific composer. Did you agonize over these songs, or do they just kind of write themselves?
I'm a slow composer. I agonized, and I write four or five different ways, and then I decide which way I like best. So I'm very thorough up front, and you know, so once it's done and I've made my choice, I'm very comfortable living with it. Can I tell you a quick story about?
Yes, please.
One of the songs in the show is called The Siren Symphony, and dogs like to sing, and as you know, when ambulances run down the street or fire trucks, right?
Or my dog walks on the piano.
Absolutely. And so I went out and I listened to dogs and those sirens, and they howl in force and fists in these musical intervals, okay, and sevenths. And so I wanted to write a song that I love to sing with the sirens. I love to make such beautiful noise of the lyrics. And so the top of the song are the dogs howling in these various pitches on top of sirens, correct? And the first time the LA cast came to my home to rehearse and learn this music, I knew I had it right because my dog started howling with them. It was wonderful. It was a wonderful moment.
Yeah, definitely. I didn't know. Of course there would be, you know, intervals like that. And they harmonize.
Sure.
Gee.
Sure.
Yeah. So that's taken from life.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. And so when you were putting together the show and everything, did the person with the libretto, you got together in a meeting and had a concept and everything, and then it just kind of worked itself out into this kind of feel-good shape?
No, it's changed. When we wrote it for L.A., there was no spoken word. There was no libretto. It was just songs. And that didn't seem quite right. And so when we opened in Chicago, we placed the show in a pound and had an entire book, right? And it was Critics' Choice here, but I didn't like it because it was about getting out of there before they got killed.
Which
put a darkness over the show that took it away from the joy and the fun that I loved about L.A. But we did do some great things. One of the songs is called Rough World, and the dog is singing about the joys of being neutered. And and in Chicago, I came up with the idea of having him turn into Jimmy Swaggart. And so he comes out there and he preaches like a Southern Baptist preacher. I won't do it. I'll let you go see the show because it's really funny. But
trying to get converts, you know, to get everybody get on board.
Absolutely.
This is the way to go.
Well, and the Humane Society wanted us to not knock neutering because it was important for people to spay and neuter their dogs.
Yeah, sure. Uh-huh.
And but over each time it's changed and we've expanded and this is the version that we love.
Wow. Okay. So, but it's written down though. I mean, it is set in the book though.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
But it's still evolving.
Yes.
Yes.
How nice.
Well, we've run out of time.
Oh boy.
And
thank y'all so much for having
for
me. It's Mark. Welcome back. And it's great to meet both of you,
and
Gene. Paul.
Yeah. Thank you so much, David Troy Francis.
And we'll look forward to the show.
Terrific.
And now for the Stage Talk calendar. Miracle on 34th Street is playing at Anchorage Community Theater. Performances are Thursday, Friday, and Saturdays at 7 and Sunday at 3 p.m. For tickets and information, call 868-4913 or go to www.actalaska, and that's Alaska spelled out, .org.
UEA's performance of Christmas Bells concludes this weekend with performances tonight and tomorrow night at 8 p.m. and at Sunday at 3 p.m. For tickets and information, call 786-4-TICKS or go to centertix.net.
Alaska Junior Theater presents Jason and the Argonauts tomorrow at the Discovery Theater at 3 p.m. with storytelling in the lobby starting at 2 p.m. For reservations and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
Valley Performing Arts presents Babes in Toyland with the kids stealing the show. Performances are Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. with matinees both on Saturday and Sunday at 2 p.m. For tickets and information, call 373-0195. That's 373-0195. Or go to valleyperformingarts.org.
Two audition calls for this weekend at Cyrano's. Tuesday with Maury auditions will be held at 11 a.m. Saturday, December 5th. Maury was precast, but we are looking for a Mitch, mid to late 30s, a plus if he can play jazz piano. This is directed by Bernie Blaine, and the play will run February 5th to 24th. Also, at Anchorage Community Theater, they're holding auditions for musical comedy Murders of 1940, which will run January 29th through February 21st. They need 5 male actors and 5 female actors. One man is Afro-American, 2 men and 2 women will sing, and 1 man needs to play the piano. Auditions are tomorrow from 1 to 4 and Sunday from 6 to 9. For information, call 868-4913.
And at Cyrano's, Bark the Musical opens tonight, and this show will run through December the 22nd. In addition to the regular showings on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m., there will be p.m. shows on Wednesdays and finally on Monday and Tuesday, December 21st and 22nd, which is the concluding night. And I guess the p.m. shows will be at 7 as well. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net. Well, that's it for this week's Stage Talk. If you'd like to download a free podcast of Stage Talk, visit our website at kska.org. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.